Plans to replace a vacant Speedvale Avenue church building with townhouses have been revised, with fewer units, for the second time since area residents raised concerns about the proposal last year. In a September submission to the city, 2,601,265 Ontario Inc. proposes to tear down the former St. David and St. Patrick Anglican Church at 520 Speedvale Avenue East, in order to build a mix of 52 stacked and back-to-back townhouses. The initial plan, submitted last year, called for four blocks of back-to-back stacked townhouses, totaling 64 units. That number was lowered to 58 units in a revised submission in April. Now four blocks of stacked townhouses are proposed, with 10 units in two of the blocks and 16 units each in the other two. One of the 10-unit blocks is proposed to front onto Speedvale Avenue East. During a public meeting held in October of 2020, nearby residents expressed concerns about the removal of mature trees, perceived lack of privacy, impact on traffic, snowmelt and more. A new public meeting is not scheduled at this time. Planning staff will make a recommendation on further public meeting and notice requirements before any decision is made, explained Michael Whitmer, the city's senior development planner, via email. The applicant has requested a number of zoning and official plan amendments in order to accommodate the plan. Those include changing the allowable density from low to medium, property line setback reductions, decreased amenity space for residents, decrease to the minimum lot area per unit, allow private amenity areas facing Speedvale Avenue, and more. The latest plan calls for 79 of 96 mature trees to be removed from the site, which is two fewer than the April revision and more than the 68 originally proposed. Constructed in 1966, the church building has been vacant since 2015, when the Anglican Diocese of Niagara formed a partnership with St. Paul's Lutheran Church and moved the congregation to that church on Silver Creek Parkway North. Several upper windows of the building are broken, with entrances and low windows boarded up, and an access ramp dismantled, while a low-hanging chain across the driveway entrance discourages drivers from accessing the parking lot. The eastern side of the building is marked with graffiti.